Sagittarius, the archer. Capricornus, the seal. Aquarius, the water carrier. Pisces, the fishes. Aries, the ram. Taurus, the bull. Gemini, the twins.
Testing one, two,
Gemini,
three.
Testing one, two. One,
checking. Two.
Checking everything.
CITR.
6 p.m. daylight saving time on CITR. We are at 101.9 on your FM band, the contemporary or contemptuous sound of Paradise Cost live. This is not programmed a recording. This is a live program. That means that technical difficulties heard during the program are happening while they happen, while the mainstay and your host and smiling MC, broadcast veteran Long John Tanner, makes mistakes because of all the new modern technology. He's now trying to work the iPod system. Do you have that? Say hello to the audience,
hello.
John. John, do you have the big man? Do you have the do you have the iPods ready?
I'm not sure. I never know for sure, but you know, right. We'll get it worked out.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice
Nimrod.
Nice BG. Hi, I'm Nimrod, son of the
Shane.
Son of Shane.
What a shame.
Semi-legendary broadcaster, or so he thinks. At any rate, Long John, it occurred to me, I was talking to a couple people down the hall. They're getting ready for the big convention here. Mm. Next, which convention is that
it's
now?
It's the NCRC, the National College Radio, Campus Radio College, something like that. Anyway, we'll be playing some promos. So,
They're all converging on the campus next week. And, of course, they will all be billeted at the home of Lydia and Bryce and Luke Meat. They're going to be putting up about 30 people each from all parts of the world, North America, essentially. Okay, well, this brings up the question, Long John, of
yes.
You, something I wanted to ask you, and a lot of people that I run into, friends, you know, contemporaries, and they're all very cool, and they all think very highly of you, and they think, like, how can an old man do a show like this? And I said, because, you know, you said, like, he's past his 60s, he's been in broadcasting for a long time. But the question that always begs is, because they, like a lot of young people today, just hate what we call commercial broadcasting. I mean, it sucks in the worst way. Wouldn't you not agree? It's worse than it ever has been. And you're not a has been, but you have been there for a long, long time. So I want to ask you the question that was asked of me to ask you. If you were to go back and do it all over again, that is pop radio as you did it back in the 50s, in the couple wars anyway were in there, would you want to do that again, or would you rather, you know, have a more, when you think about it, a regular money paying, because you never made a fortune, 9-to-5 kind of job, would you ever want to do that? Would you ever want to, you know, work downtown in a building or something?
God, no, I can't imagine being trapped inside. Well, of course, we were trapped inside control rooms with very little window space.
Yeah, but think 30 stores up, you know, with all those computers going and everybody getting eye strain.
No.
And everybody sort of like playing little games and getting angry and asking and water cooler bullshit, you know, all of that.
I don't want to go through that, no.
No, I don't blame you, no.
I'm happy where I am.
It's not a life, man. We're glad you're here.
Thanks, Nimmy.
I don't want to hear the noises on TV. I don't want the salesman coming after me. I don't want to live in my father's house no more. I don't want it faster. I don't want it free. I don't want to show you what they've done to me. I don't want to live in my father's house no more. I don't want to see what they've done to you. I don't want to live in my father's house no more. Because the tide is high, and it's rising still.
Son of Night Dreams. Formerly this program was called, but now for some weird reason, we're calling it Radio Radio.
But that will change again, always does. Change constantly it is important. It is always important to go through those changes. The Arcade Fire, a lot of people say 10,000 got religion. The Gospel of Win Butler spread over beautiful Deer Lake Park the night after Bjork. we were at Bjork. We'll talk about that later on. But
your dad and I could have gone to that show, but we were too wasted.
Well, my dad was he's into meditation now, so he couldn't make it.
He's
doing some Vasipana meditation, so he wanted to be there, and I'm sure he would have loved to. But your elder son, the ne'er-do-well Morgan, he was there, and he spoke glowingly about it, and he's not prone to do that with very many shows.
That's
true. He's very sort of, cynical young man, but he apparently found God that night. Arcade Fire in Deer Lake Park. What a beautiful setting.
Oh, it was gorgeous out there. It really was. And, the sky cleared up for Bjork just at the last minute. But we'll get into that later because.
We will.
Yeah.
We will.
Just for some reason or other, looking at you, you reminded me of your father. And I remembered a problem that he had years ago when he had a room he rented at our house with ants coming in his window. Because we've had ants coming in our kitchen
ants?
For the last week. Ants, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about relatives.
A-N-T-S. Ants,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Little stream. Of them across the floor and up the wall and over the cupboards and into,
Fair,
oh, God.
So you have ants in Burnaby Heights right now?
We have ants in Burnaby Heights.
Yeah,
boy,
but
do we ever.
But remember, you have, it's nothing like the folks living in the Camby corridor.
Oh, really?
They're dealing with rats, man. You got a problem with ants, they got a problem with rats. Now, what would you rather have?
I'll take the ants any day. Thanks.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, thanks to the RAV line, Rats are venom.
Yes.
This is CITR 101.9 Radio Radio.
We were dying on the floor. We were dead like you.
Son of Night Dreams on the radio here for you, Modest Mouse.
We've got everything from their current best-selling CD. We got everything. All we need, all we want is everything. But sometimes we just got to settle for something. If you could have one thing right now, right at this very moment, don't even think about it, Long John Tanner, what would you want?
What? Veggie Tolly.
A Veggie Tolly. I don't know if Jolly's delivers, but
No, they don't. But you can do takeout there at 4th and McDonald anyway.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and if you're having trouble with ants, okay. A couple of things I found out on the internet. If you've got laurel leaves, apparently they don't like laurel leaves, and chalk works very well. If you put a line of chalk along where you don't want the ants to go, apparently that'll keep them from coming in your place. Chalk, okay?
So informative.
And something called diatomaceous earth, which is in some kinds of baby powder, but I couldn't find any in baby powder.
So you probably need a prescription for that one.
Yes,
yeah,
probably.
Well, you see, again, I mean, people that are listening at the Canby Corridor, where they do pick up CITR 101.9 on their FM dial, mm-hmm. and also, of course, on your podcast, our podcast, he's doing it just for you. He's learned how to do the podcast. Is there any problems with that at all?
Well, I will find out afterwards. If I don't do it right the first time, I can do it later from home, so that's a good thing.
He may do the podcast later from home.
So, Nimrod, you and I were talking on the phone earlier, and it's funny, but we both spotted this article by John Mackey in the Vancouver Sun about Art Bergman. It was in Saturday's Sun.
Well, Mackey's the man.
He is.
If you're going to write about the music scene, and especially Vancouver music scene, then Mackey, you know, he was there, he knew, and there's a great story on Art Bergman, long overdue. A lot of people, I think we were asking a question a couple months ago. We were playing something from the Young Canadians,
right.
And we said, like, where is Art now? What's he doing? And asking around town, and a few people really could give us an answer until we found the article that you're about to take a look at. You've done some highlighting here.
I have, but you know, the funny thing is that Suzanne Tabata, who we used to work with and still work with, she's working on a documentary about punk music, and she sent me a email about a web space,
right,
on her documentary. It's a little promo she had, and there was an interview with Art Bergman. She actually traveled to Alberta
recently
to interview Art. Yeah, just in the last month.
Oh, yeah.
And
cool.
He's living in a little town north of Calgary, and a place called Airdrie, Alberta. It's a half hour north of Calgary. Now, apparently, and he's still married to Sherry Desembrini, which is great, but the last year and a half they've been living on this small farm, and apparently he has arthritis in his hands. Art's 54 now, and the arthritis has kind of gnarled up his hands, so he can't play guitar anymore, and it's in his spine, and he can't walk very good well, so that's bad news. But Art's still alive and kicking, and that's the main thing, but boy, oh boy. So anyway, this great article, check it out in the Vancouver Sun if you don't. City's wild man down on the farm. Art Bergman was a rock legend in Vancouver. Now he's fighting arthritis in Alberta. And John lists about 10 songs that were great songs that Art did.
Well, he had a lot of albums.
A lot of good songs, a lot of good albums. Now, one of the albums he did, which they mentioned, they weren't too happy with. He should have gone with Bob Rock instead of John Cale.
Oh, I know about that story. You know, as a matter of fact, I remember one time with my dad, we're going into Polygram Records, and Art was there with Monica and some of the people. And I was just a kid, you know, and I just said, I love your music, man. He said, thank you. He was very gracious. And I said, but my dad's a big John Cale fan. And he just kind of snarled a bit, because Cale was more interested in going out and playing squash and having coffee breaks and, you know, not really doing a production thing.
I know, yeah. So they should have got Bob. But apparently there's a Bob Rock version of this song we're about to play that's even better. Which may or not be on the Lost Art of Bergman. But in the meantime, let's check out this song from the Crawl With Me album by Art Bergman. This is called... what's the name of the song? It's called Inside Your Love.
I've got
John.
Your mic's on.
My mic's on?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Well, I know.
Sorry, let me turn that off mono here.
Yeah, no,
I'm
I was...
not getting any... Oh, there we are. Okay, sorry.
So we had a little problem there?
Yeah, we had some problems with that particular selection. I'm sorry if we were just getting one track. I switched it over to mono so that you were going to get two tracks. I don't know what happened to the turntable. I really don't know. Turntables change every time I come in here, so there you go. But that was Art Bergman, anyway, and Inside Your Love from 1988's CD Crawl with Me. And good news, though, one of his former players, his bass player, actually, Ray Fulber, is working on a CD of some demo tapes that Art Bergman made in the mid-80s with producers Bob Rock. And so hopefully that will be coming out somewhere down the road. We'll keep our ears peeled. By the way, Ray Fulber, who has a son called Reese, and you probably heard Reese Fulber. He's in Frontline Assembly and Delirium. Okay, so...
All that information is just too much. Mm. This is CITR 101.9, number one in all demographics between 6 and 7:30. Right here at CITR on the show called Radio Radio, made possible this week with a grant from the 15th International World Congress for Physiotherapy. They have at the convention center beginning on Wednesday, they'll be addressing 200 sessions they'll have on various issues, the diseases of civilization. And this is in particular for a lot of our older listeners dealing with such things as headaches, seniors' falls. And you've been falling down quite a bit. I noticed you in the hallway there trying to crawl back up again. If it weren't for Bryce Dunn, you probably wouldn't have gotten back on your feet again. Physical problems, back problems, you got pregnancy, heart surgery, lung disease, and the hot topic is workplace wellness. I mean, a lot of people don't talk about that, but they do now. Workplace wellness. Have you done your deep breathing core exercises? Let's all Kegel together, gently work those groin muscles in and out. Have you ever done them, John? They're a lot of fun. It's almost like you go to where your groin is, right?
Do mind?
I do mind. I want to help you. I want to help your back, man.
Should I clutch myself here in the groin? Is that what you
no,
mean?
No. Don't touch yourself.
Oh, okay.
You can if you want, but not here.
It's the breathing, you mean? Uh-huh.
Well, breathing always, because without breath there is no life, man. Isn't that not?
Oh, Nimrod.
No. What we're talking about. No, hey, cool it. John, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help your back. I want you to do some of those groin muscles. What you do is you take, because I've had this, you know, because I do a lot of weightlifting, you know. No steroids, but a lot of weightlifting, right. And stereo, not steroids. And so what you want to do is you want to pretend that you have to go to the can, but you're not going to be able to make it, so you hold it in, right?
Okay.
And then you can kind of let it out and hold it in. Okay. You know, if you have little dribbles and you got a problem, but that's basically what you do. And those groin muscles in and out, and you'll help your back immensely. Well, I don't know about you, but it works on normal people, you know, who don't have like some of the physical ailments that you walk around with that bring a lot of sympathy and a lot of empathy from people around here. Is he here again? Is he going to be all right? Has he emptied his pail? I mean,
I don't think the people listening really believe all those weird things you say about me. They realize it's tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, no.
Oh, no.
No, it's true, man. It's true.
June 13th, CITR Radio presents Electro Trash Hop Superstars Stinkmit. Helltorn Blues Rock Duo, The Pack.
I've been waiting on no one.
And the folksy pop of Great Aunt Ida.
We say it won't.
An all-girl band night at the world-famous Railway Club. A part of the week-long National Campus and Community Radio Conference's Entertainment Showcase. Tickets are $8 and the doors are at 8:30. Be there.
Do you ever wonder where love goes? Out there in the ether, I suppose. Sometimes it burns enough to leave a trace in the air. A ghost of me and you in a parallel world somewhere.
Very nice, Nimrod. Like that.
Well, that's Tracy Thorne. It's always one of our favorite singers around home. Everything But the Girl.
That's who she was with, Everything But the Girl, of course.
They had many, many, many CDs out. And this is the first solo without Ben Watt since way back in the time of an acoustic album that was really quite beautiful called Plain Sailing back in the day. I think probably it was when I was maybe 4 or 5 years old, but Dad used to, you know, he used to say, well, you should listen to her. And that's why I had a, that's why I'm so musically astute, because I grew up in a household where, although there was, of course, a great deal of tension, as you know, Dad sort of brought me into a world of popular music and said, there's better things around. Listen to this. And that's where I am today.
Well, there you go.
But I think you did the same thing with your sons as well, because Morgan has got incredible taste, eclectic taste in music. And then, of course, there's Jordy, and that brings up a very interesting little situation here. I didn't want to really go into it and embarrass you all. And by you all, I mean those of us around CITR who were out there. I wasn't. My dad wasn't. And when I told him about it, he was perplexed. He gagged. Okay, so there you were. For long time, CITR, long time listeners, this is very sad. It's shocking, even. You and your son Jordy, along with station manager Lydia, Bryce Dunn. Is Lydia station manager, or is she sort of like?
Yeah, she's the manager.
In charge of, you know, receptionist or what? I don't think so. No. Then Bryce Dunn, of course. And what?
Music. Well, Luke is the music guy. Bryce is the programmer guy.
Programmer, yeah. Bryce Dunn. Yeah. Bryce Beck Dunn, if you will. and Lucas Meat. There they were, swaying back and forth with you and your son, Jordy, on the behind stage seats, General Motors Place. I know you're turning red as I'm saying this. All of you going, waving your arms about in abandon. All going do 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 da da da. Now, I knew that because CITR VIPs were closet Police fans. I really had that feeling. I just had that feeling. And then when Lydia at the concert screamed, I have my sources, and they gagged. But when Lydia screamed, "I love you, Sting," that was sort of. So you were there.
I wasn't waving my arms around like that.
Well, you can't.
And my son was waving his arms around and jumping around. But you know what? After about the second song, because, you know,
I wouldn't even bought a
ticket for the Police, but I only went because my son took me. I was bored. I sat down, and that was really boring.
Easy,
there's only a few times
easy,
I stood up.
Easy. Don't get hostile now.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought I was the only one of 20,000, but then I talked to Suzanne Tabata.
So it's not true. You didn't pay $1,500 for that seat.
No, I didn't. No,
okay, so
no.
You talked to Suzanne. And she
was bored, too.
So a number of people back from I mean, the thing is, you played the Police back in the 80s. Now.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And my dad said, when I said, John is going with Jordy to see the Police, he put his hand over his head and he just said, my God, is that where it's come to? Is that what he's done? And because he said, like, I have gone, I'm quoting him, I've gone with Long John to several concerts over the years. We went to two Police concerts. One was in the three. One was in the
Commodore,
which the first one went in,
and it was
cool. Yeah. And then there was the Gardens, and then there was one at the Agrodome. And he said, in all cases, especially the latter two, the Gardens and the Agrodome, the opening acts blew the Police off stage.
That's
opening
right.
acts were the great specials.
Right.
And then XTC.
Andy Partridge, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, XTC. Yeah. So what's the big deal? Why is this band, you know, good musicians, good catchy songs, why are they deified? Why do they get like 8 friggin' pages of
the
Vancouver
paper,
Province?
I know. And then here's a story about Sting, because apparently Copeland, the drummer, says that the singer in the Police jumps like a petulant pansy. And there was all sorts of little small flubs, you know, like apparently Copeland tripped when he came on stage and banged the gong at the wrong time and stuff like that. People didn't notice that probably. But, you know, I was just bored with the concert, and that's all I can say. What can I say?
I don't know. I saw Luke Meat down the hallway there, and he was wearing like that $450 Police leather jacket. And I just said, what's going on, man? And he just kind of looked at me and he said, I love these guys, you know. I don't, you know. What can you do?
Relations hard. Du lyssnar på CITR 109.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
They are the clinic. And that brings us, of course, that's from Visitations.
What clinic is that? Where are they from?
The clinic?
Yes.
They're from the UK, John.
Good London.
And they are wannabe medical students. They all wear surgical masks on their face.
Ooh.
And that brings us nicely into the health portion of the health portion of the program, Radio CITR.
We like this part of the
Here's Dr. John to tell you something very interesting.
Dr. John.
How you can prolong your life through less calorie intake. Like we don't know about it. Go on.
Scientists have located a longevity gene. Yes. Well, thanks to nematode worms, scientists have discovered from 70 years of studying creatures such as dogs, mice, yeast, fruit flies, and nematode worms that a reduction in a calorie intake by 60% of normal while maintaining a healthy diet of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients, and that's not pills, that's food, consistently prolongs life up to 40%. So if you cut back your calorie intake 60%, you will prolong your life by 40%, and that's all due to a longevity gene they found in nematode worms.
Wow. Well, but the question begs, Long John, Dr. John here, what how does one go about doing that? I mean, the thing is, do you know, that's the thing with dieting. If you're going, it's not dieting, it's just cutting back. So what you want to say is you want to eat maybe, depending on your intake, half of what you have?
I guess maybe have less at one time when you're eating, you know, cut back on the number of meals that you have.
Well, how many meals? I mean, I only have two meals a day. What am I going to do, cut back to half a meal a day? What do you do? Do you have three square meals a day?
Yeah, I sort of had snacks. I have fruit and stuff. I spread it out
throughout
over the day.
Well, because that's the way to lose weight properly is healthy but small meals.
I'm not trying to lose weight. I'm just trying to...
Oh, God, no. I mean, you lose any more weight and we've got a cadaver on our hands here. I don't want that on my
God, listen tonight, folks. 7:30, just less than an hour away from now, we'll be joining Kara Sue with Alex Yu. And coming up next, we've got some UFO reports I'm sure you're going to love. Stand by.
Idols home, oh.
Take it.
There's Frog Eyes.
Break it.
Yeah,
break it.
Freaky Frog. Walter Wart, the Freaky Frog. No. Anyway, there we are. Some of this recorded in Victoria around Vancouver and Poco. They are Frog Eyes and Tears of the Valedictorian is the title of that CD. Good CanCon for you at 17 before the hour of 7 o'clock, daylight straining time.
But, baby, the rain must fall, and fall it shall throughout the night, but sunshine will reappear.
Ooh, yes, it will.
That was a nice couple of days there.
Cooling rain has been really nice, though. It's been refreshing. And there was lightning flashing around 11 o'clock, between 10 and 11, and then the rain came at 11
this morning?
Night. No, last night.
Oh, okay.
Lightning flashes. I was watching from my window. In the direction of the east.
How exciting for you. And did you happen to notice any Foo Fighters out there?
Speaking of Foo Fighters, guess who is on the line here right now?
Exactly.
Speaking of straining, Michael Strainer.
Welcome back, Scary Man.
Hello, Nimrod. Hello, John.
Hello there, Michael. Michael Strainick, our Center for UFO Studies representative here in Vancouver and UFO expert. And boy, there's been a lot of stories, especially out of Chilliwack,
Absolutely.
Been some sightings. So tell us what you got there, Michael.
Yeah. Well, late breaking news comes out of Finland. This came out this morning. Some Finnish UFO newsletter published some photos, and they were from the Coast Guard Border Patrol in Finland. I guess they're combined, and they're infrared photos of unidentified submerged objects, and the Finnish government is so upset about this being leaked that they've started a full, investigation in Finland, and they're not happy about this at all, and that may bear on something else I've got if we have time for it. Now, CanCon, Chilliwack, yeah. Got a lot going on there, it seems, although the basic first one that we heard about of the flying triangle, that's a pretty iffy case. But we have another one from Coquitlam just 2 weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
That may tie in. And a witness saw a man looking up at the sky directly above, so he looked up to see what looked like a metallic saucer-shaped object, and it was reflecting sunlight. Although the object moved quickly, it lasted long enough for me to get a good look at it for 25 to 35 seconds, and the man who was looking at it originally even longer. It was definitely metallic as it reflected intense sunlight. It appeared to be too low in the sky due to size and intensity of sunlight coming off of it. And according to the drawing he did, it's way too big to be one of those maddening Mylar balloons. But the fact is, we got Chilliwack, we got Coquitlam, and Mission Madness. Mission, that whole area out there has always been a complete hotbed for some of the most bizarre and some of the most frightening things that have come out of this area. And I learned about this originally from a supervisor from BC Hydro, and they were having a lot of problems. The people driving the trucks on the regular hydro lines, it got so bad that they made a union issue out of it. They would not go out alone at night, just one person per truck.
Oh.
And we can get into that sometime, but some of the stuff coming out of there is really hair-raising. And like that. So if you are anywhere, Langley, Chilliwack, Port Coquitlam, Coquitlam Mission, any place like that, this is a good time to be watching the skies. Often when you hear about more than one from a particular area, if you can go to the area and just talk to people, you'll often find out that dozens of other people have seen strange things. They just don't want to talk about it. And that's about all I know about what's going on around here, unless you've heard something recently.
Why don't people want to talk about it? Because they think that they're going to be scrutinized and maybe...
Mostly laughed at.
Mostly laughed at. But if enough people got together, they should... I mean, maybe, Michael, you could organize something for the Fraser Valley, for all those areas out there. I mean, it's a pretty spooky area anyway. But if they could all get together and just get their own little committee and talk about it rather than sort of keep it to themselves.
Well, then the government pops out of the woodwork and says, oh, it was a weather balloon.
Well, they'll always
or something like that, you know.
Yeah,
they will deny it.
Of course, but then if you had like a couple hundred people talking about it, how valid is the government's comeback on it, really?
The media generally follows the government's lead. You know, whatever the government says, they will back it up.
You know what we say about the media.
Yes, and I agree.
Well, right. You know, the newspaper, the province that first had this story of May 29th, a Tuesday, about the sighting over Chilliwack, I guess they talked to someone at UBC. They actually talked to Jamie Matthews, and he's an associate professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy out here at UBC, where we broadcast from, by the way, live. And he said that he thought it was probably a flock of birds. And then they talked to Wanda LeClaire. She's an astrophysicist and someone I work with at the planetarium. She agreed it could have been a flock of birds or a lenticular cloud. But lenticular clouds don't move around. You know,
no,
they just
don't.
Sit there. Flocks of birds do fly around, but I love the way, and I've talked to Jamie about this, and he believes in extraterrestrial life, but he doesn't think that they're coming here. He thinks that they're out there, and a lot of astronomers don't do believe that. You know?
Yeah, that's the way they want to look at it. It's fine if it's way the heck out there,
right?
But they don't want it here in their backyard.
Yeah, so I'm wondering why, because, I mean, J. Allen Hynek, who was an astronomer for years at Project Blue Book, but he finally, maybe it took long enough for him because he didn't believe in them right away either, but after so many sightings and so many reports that he couldn't explain.
And every one that he got just about came from the government.
That's right. So these people, you know, like people I work with at the planetarium and people at UBC who are astronomers or wherever they are, like a planetarium show we have called Is Anybody Out There? And they have some astronomers from the Dow Planetarium, and they said, absolutely not. There's, you know, they're not coming here. There's no such thing. But these astronomers don't take the time to study UFO reports, and they don't look into it. They don't find out how many reports and sightings there are, you know?
Exactly.
So,
and the near atmosphere, you know, like up to about 50 miles, that's not where an astronomer spends their time looking.
They're
looking way out there.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know. I just I firmly believe, but I don't get up. Try not to get upset when they make a joke about it because they haven't seen one,
and I
have. You know.
But
so if you've seen them,
when Hynek was here and spoke at a gathering of astronomers from all over the world, they all publicly took, you know, the party line. But when he talked to them privately, he found out that more than 50% were very interested. They just liked their careers and didn't want to talk about it.
Ah, that's right, because they are afraid of the ridicule, of
course.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Michael Strainick, our regular here on Son of Night Dreams Radio, for letting you, the public, who may be a little skeptical, perhaps, but, you know, keep your eye on the sky. And as Michael suggested, maybe you want to go out to Chilliwack. And what was the other area? Coquitlam?
Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam.
What about Abbotsford?
Langley. Mission, the whole Mission area, definitely.
Okay. Keep your eye on the sky. You never know. And Michael, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time. Thank
very
you again
good.
Very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello, Fraser Valley. CITR 101.9. You are being watched every moment of your lives. We're out here, and we're coming to get you.
Statistician. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Cats don't mess with my concepts, my inner vision. Like a strobing light, please confuse my every decision. To you and I, and don't say that I have changed.
changed. 'Cause man, of course I have. Are you far too depressed now even to answer the phone? I guess you just want to shave your head, have a drink, and be left alone. Is that too much to ask?
Radio, radio on CITR.
Of Montreal.
Of Montreal. But they're not from there.
No. Every time you play it, you got to say that just to remind people. But, you know, the audience, they understand. You don't have to say that. The audience knows more than we do.
How do you know?
I just know.
You're a know-it-all.
I'm a know-it-all. I learned from my dad, who knew nothing. But I picked up and got off where he didn't know and understood things that he doesn't know. And because I'm young and I'm restless and I'm anxious and I have a very high degree of stress in my life, but I think it's okay.
Oh, good.
It's all right to do that. It's okay. I'm going to be all right.
By the way, Michael Stranick mentioned Safer's insecticidal soap for getting rid of ants. Thank you, Michael.
Where do you get that?
Oh, in hardware stores.
All right.
Check that out.
So, you were not invited to the Leo Awards. Neither was my dad.
No.
TV Industry and Movie Awards for local people and that. My dad was turned away from the ceremonies.
He claimed,
this is cute, he claimed that he discovered Terry David Mulligan. You know him.
What did he win?
There was a whole story about him in the paper again, and that he had won something major. Was it like a Lifetime Achievement Award, or was it?
I haven't actually found out what he won because I just read the article.
Maybe it was just for his whole body of work. It certainly wasn't for his body. Have you seen him lately? He's almost as bad as you. Like, he's got a stoop. Anyway, he has a star on the Walk of Fame on Granville. You know that, right?
I've heard that, yes.
But
right next to Red.
Right next to Red. Good company. But Long John Tanner, the man who epitomizes integrity, humanity, and humility in an industry, that is broadcasting, that pisses on those virtues, you will be honored, we're hearing, as your 64th year creeps up on you in your hometown. You may not get your walk on Granville Street, but Kelowna will put your size 14 footsies in the cement. And what is that street?
Bernard Avenue.
You'll be on Bernard Avenue.
Oh, maybe next to Ogopogo.
Well, yeah. Actually, it's going to be right next to other celebrated Keloners, such as musician Craig Poppy Family McCaw and the entire Bennett family.
Well, of course.
WAC, Bill, the rest of them, their cousins. They're, you know.
Yeah.
So
right.
at least you know, you're getting some respect from your hometown, if not the town in which you aspire to the great broadcasting heights that find you right now sitting behind a board trying to figure out what the fuck podcasting is and how do I turn this on. And,
yeah, right.
But you're doing a great job, man.
Oh,
keep up the good work.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to going out to my 45th high school reunion in the first long weekend in July.
Oh, they'll never recognize
you. Class of 62 at KHS.
Right, they'll just wheel you in.
Yeah, right.
Wheel you out. Uh-oh, here she comes.
Back to Deer Lake Park we go. Icelandic flags are flying. Of course, we're not playing the right track here, you realize.
Oh, you're playing the wrong track.
Yeah, I didn't cue up the right track.
I think it's track number nine.
It's track nine, yeah.
But it has a rhythmic pattern.
It does.
That's very similar.
And this is only the second time I've screwed up in the show. You notice I stopped Frog Eyes when it was playing there.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, sorry, I didn't want to say anything about
We're
it.
All taking notes. You will be addressing the CRTC. And many other bodies of broadcasting interest.
Declare independence. Don't let them do that to you. Declare independence. Don't let them do that to you. Declare independence. Don't let them do that to you. Declare independence. Don't let them do that to you.
Icelandic flags are flying high.
Did you notice when we went out there to Deer Lake Park?
That's right.
that there was a lady who was probably about 55-ish or so, I'm guessing, originally from Reykjavik, Bjork's hometown, and with her mother, who looked to be like about 80-something.
Oh, she had to be in her mid-80s at least.
And they were walking that distance from the parking lot all the way to Deer Lake Park. And I saw her later on around the time when Bjork was doing Army of Me. And the mother was just sort of standing there. They both had Icelandic flags. And, well, it's not every day that you have, you know, Iceland's main export right there on the stage.
Oh, I know.
But the mother, the older lady, also with flag in hand, she was jumping up and down.
Really? I got
up close because Bjork, you want to get up close to watch her moves quite the performer. We've never seen her here before, with the exception of the Sugar Cubes, but that's a long time ago, and it was a memorable evening.
It was.
I even bought a T-shirt.
You did.
I tried to cop one, but they're watching me. So
I don't know if you noticed, there was a big sun dog around the sun because there was some very high clouds, high cirrus stratus clouds that day, and so I was pointing up at the clouds there, you know, like, oh, look at the rainbow up there in the clouds.
But nobody was watching. They were fixated on the stage.
That's right. And there was a first quarter moon, and it was just a gorgeous night. And so even if you weren't at Bjork and you were there the next night at Arcade Fire, it was kind of the same thing except a little warmer. But oh boy,
a lot more exciting than the Killers, kids.
For sure.
Hey, have you realized that's still, like, we've talked about it for a while now, this is our civic duty to point out to Mayor Sam or Premier Sam and his cohorts that the public toilet at Emery Barnes Park, Richards at Davie, has not opened yet. It's still not open.
Oh, no.
I mean, we were talking about it weeks ago now. What's a senior on a diuretic to do? Come on. Sam, you promised. Main and terminal location is open for pissness, but like if you're refused at a store or restaurant, there are facilities to answer nature's call, and you have to... you know, I mean, you have too much civic pride to utilize the alleys and the bushes, or in my dad's case, newspaper boxes. He thinks it's also sending a message. Then what are you going to do? Are you going to hold back the urgency till you get to Main and Terminal? I don't think so. You know, really. I mean, let's get those toilets open.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, and this is something for you UBC types who might consider a new curriculum next year. This comes all the way from, basically it started in Singapore. If you would like to major in shit stain eradication, or write a paper entitled Pubes on the Rim, Nuisance or Necessity, you could have that opportunity when the world's first toilet college opens in Singapore, and that will be next month, all right? Now, according to Channel News Asia, 30 students will enroll at that college in October, specializing in the care of the entire toilet, including changing parts, stopping leaks, technical cleaning, and in the words of Jack Sim, president of the World Toilet Organization, and that exists, quote, taking away urine salt. The college plans to expand the curriculum next year to include courses on toilet architecture and design. They might consider coming here to take a look at what we have. all seven of them, one of which is now open, and UBC is looking into the curriculum based on that. I mean, you know, what could be, cleaning toilets. It pays, man. It pays, and you're doing something that a lot of people wouldn't want to do, and you know, I think there's benefits. And then, of course, you know, and especially in your case, and in my dad's case, you get to use the facilities.
Yeah, right. The facilities. Okay. Well, National Campus Radio Conference is coming up real soon, and one of the big shows features No Luck Club. We got him standing by here, but I just want you guys to know all about this conference. So check this out here right now. Check it out. If I push the button here. Ooh, hold the cursor. Hold the little arrow. Push the button.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with I want to rock.
Love is a group of the times. These bad motherfuckers will blow your mind.
Hi there, groovy guys, groovy girls, peace, love, dope. Beats, bells, incense, light shows, crash bands, and Hare Krishna. All you groovy freaks, dig it right on, and power to the people. Great kids, having a good time tonight. Have a good time and keep it clean, huh, kids? All right, here comes the next act.
And now, subdue the lighting. Sit comfortably on your yoga rug and listen.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to show you how to get started playing rock guitar.
Well, let's get it on.
You're gonna be a serious guitar player. If you're gonna be a rock guitar player, and you wanna learn to play good, your fingers on your left hand are gonna get off the sore.
Wanna play all by yourself?
You don't need anybody else.
That's not music, that's masturbation.
Now let's try something else here. Here's a good blues riff for you to start with. This is kind of what I call chicken picking. Somebody else plays a certain style you like, don't try to make yourself a carbon copy of him, because it never works, and you're hurting yourself in the end. But it's actually not a very funky sounding chord.
I always did want to play a guitar, so I got him to show me a few chords, you know.
Example 16, a Mark Knopfler-esque solo played slowly.
Make it a little funkier. Is get down on that instrument, live with it, spend time with it, and love it, and really get into it and practice.
Listen, music is supposed to be fun above everything else. So have fun with your guitar, and I hope you've enjoyed the album. And lots of good luck. Lots of good luck.
Yeah.
Lots of good luck.
Thank you.
Lots of good luck.
Okay, there you go. No Luck Club, folks. And they're playing at a hip-hop old school and dance hall session. That's right. No Luck Club with DJ Nowoni. I think I'm saying that right. Probably not, though. Avi Shack and Kilo Lee, along with Rico Uno. And that's on Tuesday, June the 12th, down at the Shine Nightclub at 364 Water Street. Now, if you didn't know, CITR, this radio station you're listening to here at 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from the sub-building at UBC, are hosting the 26th Annual National Campus Community Radio Conference, the June 11th to 16th, okay? So there'll be people from all across the country converging on Vancouver, taking part in workshops and taking in gigs.
Debauches.
Yeah, stuff like that, along with our friends at Co-op Radio and CJSF, the SFU Campus Community Station. And there'll be workshops at SFU Harbor Center and here in the CITR studios. Now, there's some great gigs coming. The Evaporators, featuring our own Nardwar, the Human Serviette, along with the Transmitters, featuring our own Bryce Dunn. The Choir Practice, featuring our own Scott T. And, of course, the No Luck Club, who you just heard there, playing with those people we mentioned at the Shine Nightclub on Tuesday next. So check it out.
Who are you playing with?
I'm just playing with myself here.
Obviously.
And, enjoying Discorder Magazine, where all this information is available. So pick up Discorder at your favorite record store out there, folks, and get more information about the conference that's coming up on June 11th.
And now, I think you're going to probably wax nostalgic here for a moment.
40 years ago,
okay. But first of all, let's just mention that McCartney celebrating his, is it 65th?
I think he's 65.
65th,
yeah,
but then so. Some people would say if you're 65, you're really 64. now, he may be celebrating his 64th age, or he could be celebrating his $64 billion in pocket change.
Yeah.
It's pity him and not Lennon. Starbucks is releasing his new CD, and you can send Paulie a note of congratulations from Starbucks. He'll probably buy the chain and sell nothing but his Beatle catalog and all those wretched Wings and solo efforts. But, you know, make mine a double McLatte. For you, and I, some of my dad, when I mentioned to him that you were going to talk about Sergeant Pepper and all of that, he just yawned and he just said, no, me and Auntie Pam at the time were into the Velvet Underground. But were you on that bus trip that he was on?
No, I missed that bus trip. Down to Seattle, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
He went on a bus trip with the late lamented Daryl Burlingham, Boss Jocks at that time, Roy Hennessy, and Timothy M. Burge, and my dad. And they went on that, and they went down there to get a copy. Nobody had that. They went on across the border, and
right.
They went and they got a copy of Sergeant Pepper and to bring it back to CKLG at that time where you weren't working there at that time. So
1967
yeah.
was a transition for me. Where,
right,
yeah.
right, exactly. And they had a fight on the way back, as I mentioned. Dad and Burge were... saying like what is this, you know, hey, it's the Velvet Underground and or nothing, but the others were just saying no, this is going to revolutionize popular music. They went, oh, Latrimo was down there too, you know, from Fred and Kathy,
right,
long before Kathy,
Chief Runchy Wolf,
right. And so they brought it back to the station, and my dad related how they played it, and they were all sort of transfixed by it. What was your initial reaction? I was too young. I wasn't even around.
The first thing I heard of it was a tape that we got. We were playing a tape of Sgt. Pepper until we actually got our album. But the first time I heard A Day in the Life, I think I had just... it was some kind of weird herb that we'd smoked. And I got in the car and we drove about two blocks. And I had to park the car and we were listening to A Day in the Life. And I figured, I can't drive anymore because, you know, if I do...
So that explains why you don't have your license.
Well, from that album 40 years ago...
I'm
We have a turntable problem.
Yeah, we do.
A turntable problem that was not prevalent back in the old days when that's all you had was a turntable and those wretched cart machines with those eight tracks. So Long John here, although CITR has, for good reason, two exquisite turntables. There we go. Why don't you just take it back to the beginning?
Okay.
To start all over again. Just pretend it never...
It's hard to cue up.
Pretend the last 3 minutes never happened. It never happened. Because the time is only 17 minutes after. All right.
Okay.
Can we do it now?
I couldn't cue it up. Here we go. Okay.
Oh, God.
The benefit of Mr. Kite. There will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Late of Pablo Bank is there. What a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound. And Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Ding ding, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
All right, there we go, for the benefit of Mr. Kite. And, well, you know, also from that album was a song called Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, but everybody thought it was about LSD, but apparently now it's not.
Oh, that's what they're saying now.
No, well, no. Apparently a woman by the name of Lucy Vauden, she's now 43, she was, when she was 3 years old, she was a classmate of Julian Lennon. And apparently she painted a, Julian had painted a picture on that day about her, and in the picture was her and something in the sky and a bunch of diamonds and stuff. And she said, well, it was her, actually, and her dad picked her up, picked up Julian that day with the chauffeur, and well, Julian had this picture that he painted.
You have shattered the knowledge of a lot of ardent Beatle fans from way back, and even more current ones who are just discovering the joys of the popular Beatles at that time. But you know. I got to say, I still think it's about LSD. I don't care what you say.
And
we have an affirmative there from Alex
Karasu. Okay, Alex Karasu agrees, yes. But, you know, the BBC is broadcasting a documentary about this album, Sgt. Pepper, 40 years ago came out,
right.
With cover versions by various bands. Some of your favorite bands here, the Oasis, the Killers, Kaiser Chiefs. There's some other bands, the Fratellis
from Scotland, yeah.
Travis, Razor Light, and James Morrison also doing songs on that documentary. But also on that album was a song that George Harrison did, which he played sitar, called Within You, Without You. But we have another version of that.
We have a better artist than all those other ones you just mentioned who are doing cover versions. Here's Patty and her from her tribute album, 12. This is her version of that, their song.
Within You, Without You.
Within you. and without you.
All right, there it is, Within You, Without You, Radio, and Patti Smith, and her version of the George Harrison song that George did on Sgt. Pepper, and our salute to that album from 40 years ago. And I'd just like to say a big hi to all of you that went to see the Mozart from Madras, the Asian Mozart, as he's known as, of composer A.R. Rahman, who was at the Coliseum on Saturday night. Hopefully you got to see that show. He's a genius. He's sold 100 million records, this man, A.R. Rahman, and he's got some amazing music.
Yeah, McCartney's jealous.
He is. And don't forget, coming up this Saturday, June the 9th, it's the World Naked Bike Ride. So we want to make sure you get in on that for sure.
We hope that you're not going to be in that.
At Sunset Beach.
something should be not seen.
Look at this old naked guy on the bike.
Less, I don't want to look
less
at that.
Gas and more ass. All right.
Right, okay.
So I guess it's just about time for us to finish off. We're going to have to cut your movie review.
Oh, damn. Okay.
You know, well, you leave it to the last minute.
I know. Yeah. We just don't have enough time. We don't want to go overtime. We never do. Well, but we don't want it.
We might go slightly over time, but we just wanted to wish you all... happy trails.
Happy trails.
Yeah.
All the very best. Till we meet again. Auf Wiedersehen.
Alex Yu with Sarah Koo. Alex Yu with Kara Sue is coming up next.
The original Wasabi Kid is here.
Hey, we'll see you at the Media Club on June the 12th. That's when Young Galaxy comes to town.
3 a.m. I can't help but scan the apartment. Yes, see, there's a light, and I wonder, are you lonely tonight, just as on your own as I am? Will a sixth sense draw you outside? Look for me again, love, by the searchlight. Feel the hush of the falling snow. Find a place to come alive. Look for me again, love. I'm the searchlight. In the hush of the falling snow, we can go find a place to come alive. Under the park lights, I remember the feeling of your hands up under my jacket. It got cold out here at times. Yeah, we came here to trip all Sunday oblivious to everyone.